Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. It's the first of the year. I hope everyone had a wonderful New Year's. We are going to give you the Bachelor Nation breakdown. It was Clayton's premiere of The Bachelor Monday. We have the Clickbait of the week, which is, Natasha, what is it? Something about cougars?
It's right? About different words to describe women, but we're going to be specifically women. And we're going to be talking about cougars because that came up on this week's episode of The Bachelor. Yeah,
it sure did. And the headline of the article is cougars. So that's why I said it, because I know people are going to come for me now. And then we have Teddy on the podcast. She received Clayton's first impression rose. I'm so excited to have her on. People love her. So let's get started, shall we?
Yes. Let's go. What we got?
All right.
Happy first, New Year, guys.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, my God. This is our first episode of the New Year.
It really is.
Did you say that?
I did. I said that was the first thing I said. That was a little long. We have to be quicker today, and I really just dragged that out to the max. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Okay. Let's go. First Bachelor Nation breakdown is all smiles as Michelle and Nate reunite with her ex, Joe Coleman. Now, Joe was number three on Michelle's season, and Nate got engaged to Michelle. So, obviously, people are like, why are they together? This is weird. I look
as
at it like
fans,
this.
It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
As viewers,
it doesn't make sense to anyone. It really doesn't. I mean, yeah, it's a little weird. But this world that we're in is strange. It does, like, to me, I look at it like, oh, yeah, that's normal. To the regular person, it's like, why are they hanging out? How does Nate feel about that? How are they still friends? But
and viewers just now got to see the finale. It's filming has been over for a while.
Yeah.
But so they've all been talking behind the scenes, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's how is Nate feel about this? But it's really how does Michelle feel about this? Because I think Nate and Joe are friends, right? Like, because you spend the time with in the house, you know? The friendships are really special, I think, that you get from this experience. But it is really weird sometimes. And you see the dynamics in the final four, how, like, some are really close and then some aren't. And then some are cool, then they're not cool. And then there's this whole thing. I mean, I saw that in my season, too. And then you forget these dynamics as well, right? Like, you forget, like, oh, yeah, that guy was with that guy. But they were all smiling and very happy. And I think that when you really care about someone, and I think I said this on the podcast before about Brandon, when you really care about someone, you just want them to be happy, right?
For
and
sure.
I think that that's a big nod to Joe because, I mean, he could, you know, be sad, like, damn, she should have picked me.
I was most worried about him and the whole dynamic. Like how we felt about seeing them two together and he didn't win or
right. And they
listen. Well, so that's interesting because we're all you're thinking, how does Michelle feel, Natasha? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, how does Nate feel? And T is thinking, how does Joe feel? So
we covered all bases.
Yeah, we really did.
Because I think you have to embrace it though. Like they're literally moving to Minnesota. Like they live in the same place. I mean, even Michelle has said that she's ran into Joe already. Like if you got to move if you don't want to. If you're still heartbroken, right?
I agree, but I agree, and you're right. But it's easier said than done.
1,000%.
Because 1,000%. At one point was considering getting engaged to this man.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it wasn't that long. Yeah, it was maybe 3 months ago, but that's not that long. So to people in the regular world, they would probably never want to be around somebody that the person they're with now is might have got engaged to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, I do know what you're saying. I remember how much shit you talked about Thomas after he took Serena on a date. Mm-hmm. It was one date.
I did. Honestly, Thomas, if you're listening right now, fuck you, Thomas. I actually really like Thomas.
No, we love Thomas. But in the moment, it was like, oh, who's this dude?
Okay, but here's the thing. If the Thomas and Serena relationship would have lasted beyond one date,
yep.
I don't know if I would have a relationship with him outside of the show, which I do now.
Totally.
But
he's happy in another relationship as well, you know, so that is a big thing. And I think that matters. And I mean, like you were saying about Nate, it's like, I'm sure you always have these things in the back of your head. Like, well, what if, you know, I mean, I'm sure that was, you know, that's a question that I want to ask. I don't know if anyone's asked Michelle this or not, but like, is any exes coming to the wedding boat this summer?
Look, well, they did say we're getting married. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, can clickbait be there if the exes are there?
It is just a weird dynamic. I was invited to Ari and Lauren's wedding.
Did you go?
I didn't go.
Why?
No. I wasn't top three. It was in Hawaii, so it was going to be hella far. I was still working as a PT, and it was going to be expensive, and I just didn't go. But it reminds me of when I was friends with Lauren and Becca the very end of the season. I was actually roommates with Lauren, and she was heartbroken after Ari picked Becca, and I was, like, with her. She was the first person I saw after filming. We watched the premiere together. And then the switcheroo happened. I was friends with both. I was like, this is a weird freaking world, weird dynamic, but it just is what it is. And you can't really understand until you're in it, but I'm happy.
Would you have went to the wedding if it was in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I just have to say, you just got to be real mature about your feelings in this situation. And they all seemed really happy, you know. Yeah. And listen, Joe's a handsome guy. I'm sure he's going to be fine. You know, like, I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'll see a picture too. They look like they're having fun.
I think I like all three of, I don't know Joe, but I like Michelle and Nate, and Joe seems cool. All right. Let's go.
I love Michelle and Nate.
Let's go number two. Abigail Herringer shares important message about making social media content more accessible. So Abigail posted on her Instagram page a video just explaining, you know, people that have
used captions.
Yeah.
I always type out what I'm saying on my story videos. It does take a little bit longer. But instead of using the caption thing, I will use that sometimes, but a lot of times it'll use the wrong words, especially with my accent. So I like to type everything out, because one time this woman said it was really helpful that I type things out, because when she was breastfeeding, she couldn't have her sound on. So it helped her to read the captions, and she actually watched my stories because she could read everything out and not have to have the sound on. Otherwise, she would just skip through. So I've been typing out what I say on my stories ever since. And it also helps for anybody that may be hard of hearing or just doesn't use sound.
You know that when you do the captions, you can edit it, though, yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, it just takes me longer than if I just typed it out anyway. Oh, okay.
Do you do it for every story? Will you do it for everyone?
I've gotten into a habit, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like on ads and everything, yeah.
I'm trying to do better with it, and I have gotten messages. Like, sometimes I'm, like, under my covers, like, at night. You know, my insomnia. I'm like, okay, guys, here's my hot take on this. And it's completely dark. Like, you can't really see my mouth. You can't really see me talking. So I've had people message me and say, captions, please, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've had people say, like, even, you know, this person, you know, Abigail puts her captions. I know she's done that for a very long time. So her, and I didn't even realize like why certain people do it and why other people didn't. And I love that she brought this to the light, because again, it's like people are so unaware, you know, of others, right? So that was the biggest thing. And I started doing it, but the thing is, it's like, I'll forget and I'll be like, oh, wait, there's this. So I do it on ads for sure. A lot more, I think, than normal, but it is something that I want to implement. And I feel like even myself, and she put something about like a poll, how more people watch your stories, because it's the same thing with TV. I always have the captions on TV as well.
I do too.
Because it's just easier. I don't know why, but it is. And why not make things easier for the people who's consuming your content, you know? Yeah. So
I watch without sound, so I imagine other people do. So it just makes sense to use it. TikTok has it too. You can do captions on
I think TikTok. It looks better. I think it adds like a dimension to the Instagram story, and it makes it more entertaining. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it. And it, to your point, Natasha, I find that's like something so obvious that I just have always blown past. Mm-hmm. So it's nice when somebody like Abigail, who does have such a big following, could draw attention to it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And I literally, like, I was looking at this, and after I saw her story, I was like, yeah, I need to do this a lot more. Like, duh. Yeah. So she's great. I'm really happy for her. Also, did you guys see that her and Noah are in California for a few months?
I think they're going to live there for like 5 months or something.
Oh, yeah, so I saw that sweet. On their story. I'm so happy for them because, you know,
they're
living in another state, and she was in New York. And honey, New York right now, I don't even know what's happening. It is crazy.
Is it shut down again? Because I noticed Kelly and Ryan are doing their show from home.
It's not shut down, but like it should be. But like, it I don't think people can, you know,
financially
like,
do it.
We can't do it
mentally
shutdown.
Or physically.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't know. But New York is just, it's very much like the beginning of the pandemic again. So many people have COVID. So many, you know, at one point, literally every friend that I talked to had COVID.
It last week.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. New Year's. A lot of people out here have it too. All right, well.
Yeah, so happy. Anyhow. Thank you. Thank you for Abigail everyone in the nation who shares their tips and tricks or life hacks. So, yeah, definitely going to start doing it more.
Yeah.
That also, too, I saw in the article. Sorry, one more thing. She said that her mom encouraged her to go on the show. She was nervous because she had her cochlear implant and hadn't really talked about her hearing loss. And her mom encouraged her to go, saying that, hey, if you can help one person or one family, that's a big deal. So I think that's really telling for other people who may be like insecure about things or not really sure how to go about things. It should encourage them to still apply for the show.
Yeah. Or do anything they want to do. She's in a relationship that's
thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Number three, Clayton season premiere. It was good. All right.
We need bullet points. We need
let's get right into it. I think the beginning.
Sally.
Susie. We have to talk about not Susie. I'm sorry.
Sally.
Okay. So we have to talk about Sally for at least a minute.
Sally, if you're listening,
showed so much of that.
Sally, if you're listening, come on Clickbait because
we want you on the show.
We want to talk to you, girl.
It was very entertaining. I was shocked because I've never seen they've never did anything like that on the show.
Joe, your tweet cracked me up when she was on her phone.
I was like, where'd she get a phone? Like she's talking to him before, and the whole thing just seemed.
And like
ridiculous.
At his hotel or his resort or whatever, it wasn't even at the mansion.
Like I know people are trying to figure out like when she called off the engagement, why she called off the engagement. Like
it was pretty soon before she went on, right? I mean, the timeline has to be very small.
Yeah. Now we don't know the reason. If she was in a relationship where. I mean, I don't know what happened. Like, if there was cheating, that's, you know, that's one thing.
Right.
If it was just
like.
We don't
know. And she doesn't have to tell that. But if she was on the show, that'd be great.
That's not even what I was thinking about. And I think that it's interesting that that was, like, the big thing. Like, well, why are you on the, you know. When you guys are watching this, here's my question. When you guys are watching this, were you more, like, damn for her? Or were you more, like, damn for Clayton? Like, when you watched this whole thing unfold.
No. See, I was more like, why? If you're not ready, why are you there? Yeah.
I wrote down sometimes you don't realize you aren't ready until you're in the moment, until the moment presents itself. Like you don't realize you're not ready to date again until you're there. Of course, it's a bigger scale because you're on TV, but sometimes you just don't realize it. So I'm trying to like play devil's advocate here. But
I mean, I know there's rumors that she was potentially still engaged and signed up for the show. I find that hard to believe that
that's
somebody
so
would do
wild.
That.
Surely not.
Yeah.
But that's
unless
definitely
she
a rumor
applied
out
a long
there.
Time ago and they reached out maybe after the fact or something.
Yeah. So I would want to know how she got on the show and why and like why she decided to go. Clearly she thought she was ready, but clearly she wasn't. But also, you know, could this be a you know what? You don't want like again, we don't know what happened, but imagine if he was just, you know, like he got cold feet or whatever. And she was like, okay, I'm about to go be on The Bachelor and you're not going to get rid of me for 8 weeks or you're going to have to see me on your TV thriving or whatever. You know what I mean?
That,
like what?
That didn't
what
work
if it was,
for her, so. Okay.
No, it didn't. I mean, but I'm just saying like, what if that was her mentality, like to
get
back at him
or something?
Do you
think she comes back?
No.
I don't know.
Clayton was into her immediately.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, so let's talk about
that rose.
I mean, let's talk about Clayton. 2 minutes, I'm ready.
Let's talk about Clayton for 5 minutes, y'all. I was feeling for him because it was like, first of all, could you imagine? Like, I was like, is he so into her, or is it the fact that like you're just about to start your journey and you don't want someone to leave like that?
And he had been quarantined for a week, and he was like, "Oh yeah,
a woman
in my room,
and she's beautiful."
Stay.
Like, yeah, exactly. So I mean, I just don't see him, any woman coming in that room. I don't see him being like, "All right, well, bye." You know what
right.
I mean? It would have to.
Yeah,
be.
You don't want to start off your whole process on a loss.
On a bye deuces, like that's kind of like, I mean, he doesn't seem like the type of guy to just like give up. Like, I don't
know. That's true.
I think he was just like, I'm sexually attracted to this woman. Like,
honestly, it was like first instinct, which is looks.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you're a babe. You should just stay
right out. Right.
I'm kind of surprised she didn't stay. That would have been really, really hard to be like, wow, I feel really wanted in this moment. I'm still going to go.
I'm surprised she didn't stay also,
but go ahead.
There were 33 women and 30 show up. So there's two other people who, Sally. And yeah, that I read an article about that. It was like two other people who didn't actually either get casted from like the original photos. Yeah. So there's that. But so we're going to sum this up by saying, Sally girl, Clickbait wants to talk to you. We want
to
know some things.
To,
we'll
be
nice.
Mean. We just want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So faves, tell me. Susie, I know, Joe. I saw what you said.
Susie's, I mean, how is she not a favorite? I think she's going, I personally think if she's not there at the end, she's the next bachelorette.
I just need her to relax a little. I know that's so hard to do in the first week. I need her to be herself.
Yeah.
Her jujitsu self.
Well, I think that she seems very she seems very dynamic because she will just go to, she'll just travel. She'll just go do jujitsu. She clearly is a pageant girl. Like, she has like a balance of like,
lives in Japan.
Yeah, I'm a badass.
Yeah, I need to see more.
I'm pretty
of the dimensions. Yes.
And I'm cool. Yeah, exactly. So that
I think so too.
But I think that she got a lot of airtime. We saw a lot. We saw a package from her. We saw a lot from her just from like a production standpoint.
Oh, true.
So I definitely think she's going to be around for a while. If we're thinking that Clayton has any sort of type from him wanting to give Sally a rose, she's in
he
that
like
realm. Yeah, exactly. Right. So there's that.
Teddy's so cute.
Teddy, who's coming on the podcast.
Yeah, we have Teddy. So now, this is something that I want to bring up that I don't know if y'all have taken paid attention to. So with Katie Thurston's season, we had Katie Thurston, who signed up for Matt James' season, who we knew he was going to be the bachelor, the first black bachelor, as people said.
Yeah.
So we knew that Katie was open to dating outside of her race. She was open to dating any and everybody, right? Even now, the guy that she's with, he's Asian, right? So that when I watched Katie's season, it was very refreshing because I didn't think, Andrew, who was in her top, who made it kind of further along in her season, and Justin as well, who was in her top two. I never thought like, she doesn't really like him. Like, this is not this token, people have been accused of having the token black person last to the end or whatever. I really thought that she was into the people regardless of their race, right?
Yeah.
So same thing we have with Clayton now, where I think is going to be refreshing for me to watch because he signed up willingly for Michelle's season, who is a person of color as well. So him giving that first impression rose to Teddy, it was kind of like, wow, he clearly is open to dating, being with.
And they sucked face for a long time.
Oh, honey, he is into her.
He made out with the most girls I think a bachelor ever made out with.
They aired.
Okay, sure.
Can we say that?
Like on other seasons, they didn't air.
Sure.
Meaning that I saw this, the Bachelor data thing. I saw the post that they did or whatever.
That shit's wild how they calculate all that.
Yeah, but they said that, like, he would kiss six people or whatever, and Peter only kissed two people night one. That's not true. Peter kissed a whole bunch of people on the first night, but maybe it just didn't air, you know? So I don't really remember, but I know he kissed a lot of people. So,
I thought Ari kissing one person was...
That was aired, exactly. So I don't really know, you know, of that, but... I do think that it's clear that Clayton was into Sally. He clearly offered her a rose. He's clearly into Teddy. He's open to dating outside of his race, and I'm here for that.
To your point there, I never really understood how people just have one type, but I do think the lead should always be casted to not have just one type, just like a type.
Yeah, it ends up being obvious, too.
Because then it's just like, okay, well, this is boring, and it's going to make for boring TV as well.
Like, it's obvious that the connection isn't there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do a few more favorites quick, and then let's talk.
I did a question box on my story, and I think Genevieve was a popular one.
Yes.
I liked Aliza. She works in Germany. I thought she was interesting.
She's cute. Yeah.
She's the one who was speaking German, right?
Yeah.
Loved her. Serene, fave. She's so pretty. I think
she's pretty.
I think she's so pretty. I also think that she kind of sort of looks like Michelle a little bit. Like, there's like something about her. I don't know if it's her smile or something. That's not like they look alike. I mean, because they clearly alike. But like, they just have like a very glowing smile, I think.
I don't think they look anything alike.
Gabby. People are saying Gabby.
That's a terrible comparison. I don't think they look anything alike.
I don't think it's not that I don't think that they remind me of each other. Can that be a thing? Sure. I'll say that.
Sure, but I still disagree, but sure.
Okay, well, disagree then. That's what I feel, Joe. Thanks. And then also, so Genevieve shines. I think she glows. Something about her dress, something about her whole everything on the first night. She just really like seemed very like smiley and glowy, and I think she was cute. Who else? Teddy, of course, who we were having on.
Rachel,
yeah. The pilot Pete of the season.
Yeah, I like her.
She's the pilot.
She
stood out for sure. Student. I would say she was in my opinion, top three that stood out.
Favorite entrance. Wait.
Oh, favorite entrance?
Yeah.
The one that had the shots, the little nips, the nip.
Oh,
things.
That's the Selling Sunset girl?
I love a cheeky joke. I thought that was good. Kate. Her name's Kate. She took a shot with him. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, I agree. I like that too. And when I saw that, I was like, man, I wish I would have done that.
Oh, yeah. Just something like fun and lighthearted. Yeah, mm-hmm. I gave Ari a freaking wiener whistle. Like, you got to keep it entertaining at least.
Okay, and then we have the, I forget her name, Natasha, you may know it, but the girl came out, she was 33 years old, and she called herself a cougar.
Jane, okay. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised she went home. I thought she was cool.
And so she... Very cute. Yeah, I have a lot to say about that. But there was something that I was... Rachel, the wing woman when the older woman came out, that was my favorite entrance.
That confused the hell out of me.
That was Clayton too. But question, y'all. Do y'all think I was gonna tweet about this? And I said no. I need to ask y'all. Do y'all think that he would have had an open mind, like if she really was there to like date? Do you think she would have went home night one? Like, I feel like Clayton's so nice, he would have been like, okay,
yeah. But also, like, whose mama is that? She looked good in the dress, though. Her body
she did. She's a beautiful woman. She was.
She was great. She looked great.
Yeah. Do you think panicked, she would have kept her? You saw him like, what is happening?
He's like, I keep an open mind, I guess. Okay, I thought the last one was the cougar.
But I think she, I don't know. She might have got a rose.
She might have got a rose. She would have been like, listen, I know how to cook better than all these girls.
One more big one before we talk about the cougar topic. Claire telling him that she hated him.
Was she drunk?
Claire, okay, so Claire, if you are listening, we want you on clickbait too. I'm sorry. I do. I want to talk to her because what did you guys think about this? I need to know because I have.
Okay, she said I have a very specific palette. Well, you knew what you were walking into. The poster for Clayton was with some damn puppies.
Yeah. Well, she might not have saw that. But
she might not have felt that. I mean, you see a big old 6-something, 6'4".
Well, she called him America's sweetheart, and I'm like, I don't know.
This is what I think. I think it's too early. When you're open to dating, I think it's too early to know that you're not into somebody night one.
Well, I mean, all the encounters are awkward that early,
yeah,
too.
Like, everything's
how can you judge it off of that?
Everything's awkward. Your conversation probably isn't going to last more than 10 minutes, if that.
If that.
What I think it is I think people start to get in their heads and they freak out and they think there's a chance that they're not going to get a rose. So they get in defense mode and just say, I'm not into this person. I'm out.
She wanted Clayton to put his foot down when someone came to interrupt them in their little tailgate setup. It's like she wanted Clayton to be like, no, I'm not going to leave this girl in her tailgate. And he was like, I've got to talk to everybody. What do you want me to do? So she was like, no, that's not a real man. Blah, blah, blah. I hate it.
So, okay. So two things I wrote down with this. Joe, I agree, but I do think some people have a type. I think some people have a type. And unfortunately,
whether it's good for them or not.
Yeah, whether it's good for them or not.
Clearly, it hasn't been working for her. But
Right. But yeah. I think some people have a type. And I think that she was like, he's too nice for me. I will say that I found this very refreshing because I'm going to spill a little tea. I know for a fact there were people from my season who made it pretty fucking far who was not into Peter because he was not their type. I know that for a fact.
They're going to stay for the show.
They've literally said that to me, whereas I was like, oh, well, I date guys like him all the time. You know, like, so.
You're going to have to respect her for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was so refreshing that she was just like, nah, I'm not going to actually waste my time here because what I want is a guy who's going to be like this. What I want is a guy who's going to be me and cornhole.
Don't you think there's a lot of successful relationships out there that started off not being that person's type and then them giving that person a chance and it actually works out and they realize, hey, maybe I should have never had a type in the first place.
Yes, but I think that the chemicals probably were still there, right?
That's like a place that she would have to come to, like, herself and, like, have to
be open to,
and she wasn't.
And what I mean by the chemicals is, like, there's still some sort of something that draws you to a person. And I think the fact that she beat him in cornhole, the fact that he didn't say, hold on, come. Like, she wanted to be like, hey, girl, go ahead, go away. Like, let me talk to this girl for a second. Let me do something. Mm-hmm. And one thing one of the girls said, I can't remember which one said it. She said Claire made it all about her and she didn't make it about him. And this is about Clayton. And I did not like that because I think when you're in this environment, you get warped into this, I have to please this person, I have to please this person. And I think that that's something that we actually saw really well from Michelle's season where Nate, it was a give and a take. It was like, yeah, I'm into you, but I also need to know you're into me because this is a two-way street, you know?
I agree. We've seen this
forgotten a lot, especially on that one where you know there's going to be a major cut.
Yeah. So I definitely think it's something that when I heard that, I was like, oh, girl, no, you already drank the Kool-Aid. No, it's about you, too. You have to know that you really want to be with this person as well. You know, we saw that infamously with Katie and Greg, right? Like on their season, like you do need both. And I think if Clayton would have been like, nah, girl, we actually do in the middle of something. She just beat me and I need a rematch. OK, like I need to show her something. Like, I think maybe she would have been like, oh, OK, but he did not. Right? Yeah. So, I mean,
She could have went about it better.
It was entertaining at the very least. Yeah.
She totally could have went about it better. I 100% agree. But I thought from watching it, it was refreshing that, you know, realistically, 30 women, not every single person is going to be googly-eyed over who this guy is. Period.
Yeah,
it was very realistic.
And I also think a lot of people agree with you. I've heard a lot of people say that was refreshing.
That's true. I can see both sides.
So, yeah, I can see both sides as well.
I did feel for Clayton, though. But, honey, get her out here. One less that you got to deal with. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we have Teddy coming on. So before we do, why don't we breeze through the clickbait, give it, I don't know, we'll talk about it for a minute, 2 minutes. Could you go fast?
Yes.
All right, let's do
it. So we had Jane, our lovely Jane, who's 33 years old, and she called herself a Kruger for dating a younger man. I did some research. The term Kruger came from 2014 in Vancouver when 40-year-old women would go after the 20-year-old guys, okay? 40-20.
So it's a 20-year age gap. Okay.
Yeah, and she's talking – how old is Clayton, 27, 26, 20?
27.
Now 27? It's like you're 2 months older, Cougar.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're only a few years older than him, because if the roles were reversed and we had a man who was 33 and a woman who was 27, no biggie. So now I don't – here's my question.
I'm 11 years older than Serena. Her sister bought me a grandpa sweater for Christmas as a joke. It just so happens to fit me wonderfully, so I actually really like it.
But say the reverse, Joe, like that you said earlier. If you would have, if Serena was older and your brother would have gotten her grandma's sweatshirt, it would have been offensive as hell. Like,
yeah,
it wouldn't be laughing, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, no one's saying that.
But I have a good sense of humor. I don't get offended by much.
Exactly. And I think that Serena would think it was funny as well, right?
Yeah.
So, Emily in Paris. Hey, did you guys watch the season yet?
No.
Yeah, I watched.
You did watch it. Okay. So there was a moment where there's a very older woman dating a very young man, and they were at dinner, and he goes, "Oh, and what are you having? Oh, and what is your son having?" And then she grabs
that would have
his
never
face.
Happened. Oh. That scene was so ridiculous.
It was so ridiculous, but what I'm trying to say is that for some women that term Kruger can be derogatory, and for some women it can be empowering, right? Yeah. It's all about how you take it. And I just my whole thing to our listeners is you do not have to our clickbait was talking about different derogatory terms that are only used towards women, you know, and so we don't have to agree with those words. You don't have to agree just because you're older than a guy and you want to date a younger guy. You don't have to agree with Kruger if it's a negative thing or a positive, whatever. It's like, just live your life, girl. Do your thing. Love is love.
I'm 4 years older than Taylor, and I feel like I'm just so much older. Like, it's a huge age gap. Nobody else cares.
Oh, I would have never known that. No one, literally, I would have never known that, you know? And also the same thing with, like, Joe and Serena. I mean, Serena just has a really beautiful baby face. So that's, you know, that's what that is. But personality-wise, it's not just like, oh, my God, she's so young. Like, right. No, she's a very mature person.
Mature. I'm youthful. Okay.
We didn't say that. We did not say that,
okay, Grandpa.
Grandpa
Joe.
All right, you know what? I'm done with this clickbait of the week. All right, it is that time for our guest. She got the first impression rose, like I said, on Clayton season. We're so excited to have her. America is already in love with her. Everyone, please welcome Teddy to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I am good. I'm so excited to be here. It's been a crazy week.
Where do you live? I always ask that question.
I live in Highland, so it's about an hour from LA.
Okay. Right, so you're out in California, and you're a surgical unit nurse.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So basically, I'm on a floor where a lot of my patients are getting surgery, typically for cancer. Mm-hmm. So I kind of am helping them through the process beforehand, and then they'll go get surgery, and then they'll come back to my floor, and I'll take care of them for about a week after.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
What made you want to do this?
Yeah, I've always kind of wanted to be a nurse. My mom had a really crazy labor experience where me and her almost both died. And it was kind of the nurses that figured it out and made her stay. If she would have left the hospital, we both wouldn't have made it. From a young age, my mom has kind of been pushing like healthcare. And then once I got to college, I took some courses and I just fell in love with it. I love being around people and getting to talk to people all day long. It just is such a special thing to be with people in like some of their most vulnerable moments and then like trusting you in that experience. So it's very rewarding. It's also very sad and emotional, especially with COVID. It's caused a lot of issues for a lot of my immunocompromised patients.
They probably can't have guests, can they, after surgery? That's so sad.
So it's awful. So you're kind of having to be you know, their healthcare person, but also like their family and their friend. Yeah. There's many times where I've cried with them, but also got to like dance with them and have fun with them because they became cancer free. So it's a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. So you like being around people. So did this, do you think your job prepared you to be around 30 women?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Nothing
so let's
prepares
go.
You for that, honestly, and having to get ready with like 10 other chicks. Nothing.
Totally.
Let's go to that first night, you stepping out of the limo. How are you nervous?
Oh,
you,
my gosh.
You honestly, you came off very, very comfortable.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. I blacked out, so that's why.
Like your fan, your like fan favorite for sure, episode one. Gosh, so many people love you.
I was so nervous. Like, we don't get to meet the girls ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So when I walked out of my room and was getting in the limo, I just saw all of these beautiful women in these sparkly gowns, and everyone was just so nice, which I was like upset about. So I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's amazing already.
It's terrifying.
It is. So then I get in the limo and then I see other girls doing their entrances and it's just going so well. And I backed out, but yeah, I was very nervous.
Wait, what did you say for yours? I don't remember if I wrote it down.
So my name's Teddy. So I made like a
teddy bear.
Yeah,
it was cute.
Teddy bear.
It was cute. It was cute.
How I wanted to do my teddy bear. So,
no, okay, that was really cute.
Okay, now when you walked away from him, were you like, okay, I think this guy is potentially into me? Because if you heard him, if you watched it back, he's like, Teddy got me feeling a type of way, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh, I wish I would have heard him say that because no, I wasn't confident that he liked
She was blacked out. She didn't hear shit.
Yeah. I was like, can you scream it?
But what was your first thought of Clayton when you walked out of the limo and you saw him?
I had put a lot of pressure on that moment because for me, like the first time I meet a guy, like I just want to feel a spark with them right away. So I had a lot of pressure for that moment, especially because we didn't know who he was beforehand. So I was putting even more pressure on, I want to know right away that this was the right decision. And as soon as I started talking to him, I just felt so comfortable. Like I truly felt right then and there, like you're supposed to be here. On my end, I was like, okay, I already really like him, but I just wasn't sure if he liked me.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You weren't? Not even a little bit.
I felt like we had really good banter, but I also was just like, I feel like he's just confident. Like, I wasn't sure if it was us together that was like going well or if he just is a good talker.
Okay. Even after the first conversation, not just after the limo?
After the first conversation, I felt good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Yeah.
First impression rose good.
Oh, yeah. Did you think, honey, we saw that kiss.
Yeah, and did you think you were going to get the first impression, Rose?
After the first time talking to him, I definitely felt like I was going to be there the next day. I saw some of his other conversations, so I definitely did not think I had it in the bag. But I felt like I maybe could be in, like, the running for it because he was just being very validating really early on, and that, like, helped me so much. So I was hopeful, and it worked out.
Yeah,
I mean, he was definitely leaning in. You know, I'm always like studying the body language, right? Yeah. And he was definitely like just leaned into the conversation with you a lot more than I think some of the other conversations. So I think that just showed his whatever your presence gave him, it was more inviting, I guess, if that makes sense. So you did a good job there.
Yeah, I did like learn like really early on with him. Like I think we both just felt really comfortable with each other and like so at peace being around each other. So yeah, it's like cool to like see that and like look back in those moments.
That's so important early on because it's just a terrifying experience.
Oh my gosh, it is so much more than you would expect.
Yeah, and it's hard too because then you're watching other women talk to him and you don't know how their connection's going and you start getting in your head and insecure. So it's very difficult. You watched yourself back, obviously, for the first time ever watching yourself back on TV. Watching it back, were you like, oh, I had this in the bag and I didn't even know about it?
Definitely a lot more than while I was there. Like when I was there before I talked to him, I was just so nervous. We saw him come in early before he was supposed to, and he kind of like made a statement that he was just really happy with the girls that were here and he was really excited. Aww.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
okay, no more girls come in. Like, just keep it with us.
I was like, if you're going to say that, then just stop the limos. You're the back here. You can do it. But he didn't like make eye contact with me when he said that. So I was like, okay, this guy does not like me. So yeah, it was like cool to watch it back and like see those moments of, yeah, we definitely early on really liked each other. And yeah, yeah, it was good.
So you say, I am not going to kiss him today. Oh, like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I have really great self-control.
Yeah, well, obviously. You
was
do
that like 30 minutes before or like a few hours before?
No, like, it was pretty immediate. Like me interviewing, I'm not going to kiss him. I go up to him 10 minutes later. I'm making out with him. So, no.
That didn't on purpose.
Yeah.
But who made the first like real move in that kiss?
He did. Yeah. Thank you.
He totally did. Yeah, he totally did. And I bet you were like, this is happening. Oh, shit.
Yeah, whatever. But you forget the cameras are there, which I wish I would not have forgotten they were there because we had like a full on makeout that I do not remember being that sensual.
Just forget that they're there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I think one of the more difficult things about night one is just being able to open up and be comfortable in front of the camera. And you did that and you talked about how you are a virgin. Mm-hmm. Once you, you know, said that, were you like, oh, I shouldn't have opened up yet? Or were you happy?
I am very open about that. So I have like no like issues about saying that. I'm like, I say that really early on with guys that I've dated in the past. I tell everyone that I know I'm not like a very stereotypical virgin. No one really expects that I am. And I think I'm not waiting until marriage. So it's a little bit different than, other people that are virgins. When I was in college, I thought I was maybe going to wait until marriage. I grew up in a very Christian household. I'm still Christian. The college that I went to was Christian. I think after I graduated, I kind of was looking back at all of my values and beliefs. And that was the one that I always went back to of, am I actually doing this because I feel like it's bettering myself, or I'm doing it because there's a lot of like shame associated with women having sex and like it changing their identity as a person. And I felt like for me, it was connected more to not wanting it to be taken away from my identity. And that's just not a good enough reason for me. And yeah, I am a sexual person and I think that women should be, and they should be okay and happy and proud of that. So yeah, I changed it to, I've waited this long. I'm going to, you know, I wanted to wait until I was in love. So
yes,
for sure.
Which is a very valid point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that on your, you said that in your package, I believe, that you want to wait till you're in love. And I think that, you know, remind us how old you are.
I'm 25.
Right. And so I think that that's such a, like there's like level, like I think that there's levels of love for certain people. You know, you're like, you know, you're 16 and you're dating somebody and you're like, oh my God, he held my hand. Yay. We love him. You know, at least when, when I was younger. Now 16-year-olds, oof, honey, they out here. But I'm saying that, you know, there's that version. And then there's like, you know, you get older and you're like, whoa, like that wasn't love. This is love.
Right.
And then, you know, there's like the tears of it. So I love that you're saying that you're waiting for that real love, that mature love, in order to kind of take that time with someone and share that intimate moment with someone. So that the clarity is very important. And I'm so happy that you just shared that. So when you were there in the first day and the first time you got the first impression rose, did you feel like there was a target on your back when you got that rose?
It's so funny because that first night, everyone was so nice. Like I remember telling one of my producers, I was like, everyone's nice. This is gonna be the first season without drama. Like we're all so nice. So I didn't feel a target on my back at all. Everyone was really nice and like excited for me about it.
That's how it always starts.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, there probably is going to be drama as we continue, but maybe I cursed us, but.
Well, watching it back, are you shocked by anything you saw with any of the other girls?
So far, there was a lot of drama with Claire that we saw. You could not see that. It was very present in every room you walked in. So that first night, I was very aware that was happening.
At least it was entertainment. So, it's a late night. At least you got something to
You're right.
Watch.
Yeah. If not, I probably would have tried to fall asleep in the back room. So, yeah. So far, I wasn't surprised, but I'm sure as this continues, I'm going to be very shocked by things. So we'll see. Yeah.
So that first night, since everyone was so nice, you didn't feel like, oh, people are like, you know, feeling away. because I got this rose.
I didn't feel that way. I tried to like just be very like, oh, because after he gave me the rose, he was very validating, you know, like, oh, I really knew from the moment I met you that you were going to get this. Like he was making me feel very comfortable, but I also knew that there was so many other women there. So I just didn't think, oh, I'm getting engaged now. But I walked back in the room and I tried not to be super like, so I was just like, oh yeah, like I think we just had like a really good conversation, but tomorrow is a new day. Like I knew I got this rose, but it all starts again tomorrow. So no, I didn't really try to talk about it too much. I was just like, oh yeah, thank you, and then we kind of moved on.
Did you only talk to him that those two times? I know that's what was aired. Did you talk to him more than that?
It was just those two times.
Gotcha.
So I got lucky because I think mostly everyone else only talked once, but yeah, it was hard to talk to him that night. He was a very wanted man.
And you were the first kiss, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That makes an impact.
Yeah, it was a good one, too.
It looked like it, girl. It looked like it.
First impression, Rose, is a good sign. So.
Were there any girls in the house that you bonded with right away?
Rihanna, she left night one. She's really great and very nice.
I had some good girls that left night one. I was like,
there was,
man.
There was. Rachel, I'm in love with her. She, and me and her bonded really early on the whole way through. And then Gabby, you see her a lot. She's the one with the pillow.
That was funny.
That was so funny.
She's funny. God. Just wait. She's absolutely hilarious.
Is she the one that like almost tried to snatch the rose like before he said anything?
Yeah.
I like that. That's
funny. And it's just, it's very on brand for her.
Did we ask how you got on the show? Like how you ended up on the show?
Yeah. So I've watched a few seasons before. I've had people always tell me like, you seem like you'd be someone on The Bachelor, which I never knew really what that meant, but I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, you're like, is this a compliment?
That could be drama? Or-
yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Depends who you end up being.
And then literally in the middle of the night one night, I woke up and I was like, I should just apply. So there's like the online application that you can do. It's like a couple sentences and then one photo. And I'm like, so many people do this. There's no way they're going to see me. And I didn't really try that hard because I was just like, I just picked a photo and sent it in. And then I think within the week, they called me. And the process was so smooth and easy and it just worked out. But yeah, I nominated myself. I think my sister did too, but I'm pretty sure they saw mine.
Okay. Nice. Did you watch Michelle's season? Did you know who Clayton was before you got there? You did, right?
Actually, none of us knew him from the show because the show started airing while we were on the show.
That is right. So you only
you saw his headshot, you saw the pictures.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So when we first started applying, we were under the impression that it was one of Katie's guys, Andrew or Greg, probably. Yeah. And then it kind of we were finally told it's actually gonna be someone from Michelle's season. And at that point, like, I'll just say I only wanted to go on if I felt like it could be something that could work for me. I was in like a very stable career and like, I just didn't want to mess things up if I didn't think I could actually find my person. And personality is so important to me. So I got a little bit weary and I wasn't quite sure if I still wanted to go on. I talked to my producer and she was like, I would not tell you to go on if I didn't think you could actually have a connection with him. I think you'll really like him. Of course, it's your decision, but you should think about it. So I definitely thought about it. Me and my sister went through like all of the guys' headshots and we saw Clayton. And I remember like showing my sister a picture of him and then he just had like, he's in like the medical career and I liked that. And he had such like a sweet smile. So I showed my sister a picture of him and I was like, if it's this guy, like I'll be really happy. But there's no way it's going to be the guy that I'm telling you I want it to be. Like, it just doesn't work that way. I'm not a lucky person. and then I think, like, within the week, they announced that it was Clayton. And then I was like, okay, this, like, is meant to be. So
they did announce it before you started filming.
Yes, they announced it was. We just didn't see him on the show.
Right.
But yeah.
You didn't see him on the show. So that's good.
When you told him that, I wanted you to say somebody else's name. I wanted you to be like, and then Nate got engaged, but then there was you. I wanted that so bad because you set it up so perfect for that.
That would have been so funny. I know he was like, you could tell he was nervous. I don't think they showed it, but he was like looking like the whole time. And then eventually I was like, I said the healthcare part and he was like, oh, thank God. He was like, I was concerned where you're going with this.
Yeah. But I wanted it to be this person, but I'm glad it was you. Yeah, no. Clayton needs a break here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, without you spoiling anything, we're going to play a game, but without you spoiling anything, can you tell us what we can expect from the rest of the season?
Ooh, they say it every season. I know that they do, but this truly is one of the craziest seasons that has happened. Truly.
Okay.
So it is one to watch. It's going to be really good. There's lots of makeouts, lots of crying, lots of crying. Unexpected drama. Yeah. You'll see me just running away from the drama. Anytime someone would yell, like a camera would literally just like watch me running away. Like, where is Teddy going? I'm just like, I can't be a part of it.
Oh my gosh.
It's definitely one to watch. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I thought the premiere was great. So we are very excited. All right. You guys want to play this game?
Yeah.
Okay,
Teddy. So night one, we just saw night one and you got the first impression rose. So we are going to ask for some truth from you, Teddy. Okay. First person that comes to mind. And what was your first impression of some of the ladies in the house? You ready?
Let's hear it. Yeah.
The funniest.
Absolutely, Gabby. She could literally say, say a normal sentence like, oh, Teddy, I'm going to go make a sandwich. And I will like be on the floor laughing at her. Like, I don't know what it is.
I love those kind of people.
Funny. Yeah.
It's her delivery. She is very funny. And she doesn't laugh at even her own jokes. She doesn't laugh at them after, which makes it funnier. Yeah.
I kind of thought she was drunk at one point. I wrote that in my notes. I was like, did she have an extra glass of champagne?
It's her personality.
It's like litty titty. I love that. I love that.
Okay, funny. We're looking for the funny from Gabby. Who's the boldest?
Ooh, I would say Shanae. We see her running over a car.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
She's a bold one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was confused if like she saw it because it was so low or if she did it on purpose, but she did it on purpose.
In my opinion, and I don't know anything yet, in my opinion, she is going to be the villain of the season. But
interesting. I may have written that too. I think I wrote villain by her name.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I don't do those things.
That was Elizabeth. That was someone else. Never mind.
Okay, who was the best dress?
Ooh.
Exclude yourself.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
I think Eliza, I remember seeing her when we were all getting in our limos and I was like, oh my God, this girl's beautiful. Her dress was just so sparkly. Her makeup just always looked, she's like an angel. So
she's
probably
stunning.
Eliza.
Goddess.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah. Who was the shadiest?
Tell us. I would say... I would probably just stick it back to Shanae.
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
Not Claire.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you know,
Claire
what?
Was shady. Claire, didn't work.
She was very open about it though.
Yeah, she wasn't shady. She was very blunt.
Yeah. She literally walked away from him and said, I hate him. And we were all like, can you hear mics right now?
Bob, it's like...
Oh, that's literally. Actually very funny.
I just thought it was so funny when she was like, I never said I hated you. I was like, girl, you said it to the whole room.
You're yeah, right honey, here. Run it back. Yeah.
We love the honesty, though, you know?
Yeah. Who was the loudest in the house?
Ooh, loudest. I would say Sierra is pretty loud. And then Genevieve when she's standing up for her friends. So.
Okay. Noted.
Who did you think had the most creative entrance?
Rachel. She brought Holly in and so Rachel had the best entrance. I would say it was super cute.
She's my fave too.
Yeah, she's my fave. Yeah. So
what about who did we say, Tia, who did you say was your favorite entrance?
Kate. She had the little bottles of booze.
Yes, that was a good
very
one.
Funny.
And who did you think was the friendliest, most inviting?
Ooh, I think early on that first night, Rihanna was really nice. Kate is such a girl's girl. She was so kind that night. And then Rachel and Gabby. I'm saying so many names, but
you're fine. We have so like nice I'm looking at their faces to be like, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so we have some peeps to look out for. Oh, we're looking out for Shanae and all these different things. Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my goodness.
You got the first impression rose. So the last question I'm going to ask, which is probably nothing, but is there anything you would have changed on your first night after watching it back?
I don't think there's anything I would change that first night. I guess I looked pretty confident on TV, but I think if I could go back, I would have internally been more confident.
Right.
I was like freaking out inside the whole way through. But yeah, I had like a really great first night. I think it was like perfect. So no, I don't think I would change anything.
Yeah, good answer. I agree.
Great answer. Yes.
All right, Teddy. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we can't wait to watch you the rest of the season.
Thank you so much. This is so fun. Oh, Joe.
Oh.
Yes.
By the way, everyone says that I look like your fiance, and I just eat it up.
You guys do.
I say that.
I said it right away. I said she reminds me of – we were watching it together, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see that, I'm like, let's just screenshot that. I'll put that in my memory.
There you go.
Okay, bye, guys.
I love it.
Bye. Right. See ya.
What a little doll baby.
She's so sweet. But I don't think her and Serena look alike at all.
I think they have similarities, but yeah, I mean,
the hair.
Similarities.
I don't think they look alike at all. This is what I will tell you.
I think her and Serena look more alike than Michelle and
Serene.
Listen, let me clarify this.
This picture on this, she looks like Michelle.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I really just wanted to disagree with Natasha at the time because I thought it was going to be more entertaining anyways. So
Natasha, I need you to stir it up a little.
I'm going to let Joe act a fool. Go ahead, Joe. Act a fool. Mm-hmm. It's not that I think that they look just like, because I absolutely hate, of course, when people say that all black people look alike. I hate that. But it's more that she reminds me of her. It's like, it's a vibe that I get from her smile. And like, it's a vibe that I get from her. And I just don't get that vibe. From everyone that was on this season to your, like, you feel like, I feel like you compare who the Bachelorette, like the person who they were, like he was into Michelle clearly. So who of all these people reminds me of her the most? It's Serene personally. Okay. Personally. That's me personally.
Sometimes people's mannerisms too kind of remind you of other people, even though it's not their looks.
Yeah. There we go. But she was sweet. Teddy, we like her. I hope she does really great. She got the first impression rose. I mean, Nate got the first impression rose and him engaged, honey.
Yeah. True.
It's always Teddy, a good sign.
Teddy's going to be a main person on this show, I think. So
we'll see. I will say, though, it seems like Bachelorette. When you're on The Bachelorette and you get the first impression rose, there's a higher success that you get the engagement versus The Bachelor. Seems like they make it pretty far, but they're never the one with the ring.
Are women's instincts better than men?
Honey, we just be liking what we liking and we know. Men be like, ooh. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a man. Tell me, Joe. I don't know.
Oh. Wait, who was the last? Was Matt the last Bachelor? I can't even freaking remember.
Matt was the last Bachelor. Yeah.
Who was his first impression, Rose?
Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Abigail. Yeah. And they had their cute little thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Mm-hmm.
And now Abigail's living in California with Noah. So that's how that worked out.
Ever after.
Yeah. Yep. And Matt and Rachel still going strong.
There we go.
Well, gotta love this wild world we live in of the Bachelor Nation.
It always ends up working out how it should. Yeah. Well, sometimes. All right. Thank you so much to our listeners. And thank you to Teddy for being our first guest of 2022. We are casting for the upcoming seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Head to bachelornation.com/apply to nominate yourself or someone else.
Yes, and as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your burning questions. Check us out on social and like, comment, DM us. You know where to find us at ClickbaitBN on Instagram, Batch Nation on Twitter, and Bachelor Nation on Facebook and TikTok.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you're looking at this week. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. See you guys next week.
See y'all.
Later.